visiting today with Pleasantville head baseball coach Luke Adrian to talk about kind of their last regular season game and then kind of getting into the postseason this week. Coach, you know, you guys finished up with a win over Sheraton and then a win over PCM in your first game of sub-state play. Just walk me through a little bit of those games and how you feel they went overall.
Oh, yeah. The game against Sheraton was a good game. It was a good game for us. We hadn't been in a tight game in a little bit, so it was nice to get into a game that would come down to the late innings where every pitch mattered and that type of thing. So it was a good experience for us. We needed to be put into an experience like that. Hopefully going into the postseason, it helps us. And then we played PCM Tuesday. We played PCM, and we got out to a good start. We gave up a run early on in the game, and then we answered right away, which was nice to see in the bottom of the first. And then we were able to just keep tacking on runs, which is what you got to be able to do in the postseason, is when you get a chance, just get as many runs across the plate as you can.
You know, when you were playing that game against Sheraton, and, you know, I know that was regular season, but did that kind of, you know, in a way, was that kind of refreshing in a way, considering they were the team that knocked you out of the postseason last year? Or did you not really think about that a whole lot?
I don't know that we really thought about that a whole lot. It was nice, and I told the boys going into the game and then reassured it afterwards that it was a chance for us to play a game that we know is like a sub-state game. That's the type of the caliber team you could play in a district finals or a sub-state game or even a state tournament game. So it was nice for us to go into that game knowing that it could be that type of game and kind of approach that game with that type of attitude. So it was just a good game to get us going into the playoffs.
You know, that game against PCM too, you know, is there a certain takeaway that you guys maybe had from that? I know it was kind of a lopsided score, but, you know, being able to, regardless of who you're playing, it's always good to get a win in sub-state.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's a kid that we faced a couple of years ago, and we had a lot of troubles with on the mound, the kid that started for him. So it was good to see that we have grown a little bit, and we're able to get out and get on him a little bit. And yeah, it was just a good game to get going, get some confidence going again with our bats, and just to continue to pitch well and play good in the field.
You know, now you'll have a game Saturday night against Grandview Christian. You know, what do you know about them? And you know, another Heart of Iowa Conference team, just like PCM. You know, kind of how do you approach that game? What do you know about them a little bit?
Another team we played early in the year. We were able to pull out a close win against them. I've seen them play a couple times now. Obviously, any time that they went out and they beat Pella Christian with the Kelderman kid on the mound. And they're just a good, scrappy team. They just get after it and they play the game right. And they just keep grinding and they're just not going to go away. So it's a team we've got to be ready to play against, because they're going to give us everything they have and they're not going to make it easy on us.
You know, in your sub-state bracket at all, you know, it's kind of hindsight now, but had you guys as a team wished you had gotten another crack at Pella Christian, considering the one regular season loss, or are you in a way glad you're not facing them, or kind of your thoughts on that?
I mean, obviously you'd always like to have a shot to avenge a loss, but at this point we're just kind of playing the teams they put. Just got to be ready for that. We can't kind of be thinking about that other stuff. Whatever team ends up in front of us is one we got to be ready to go play.
You know, and two, you look at your – we've talked a lot this season about your arms and everything like that and kind of how deep you are in your pitching staff. For you as coach, kind of how do you evaluate, you know, who you're going to send out on the mound for, you know, these postseason games?
Like you said, yeah, we got some good depth, which is always a great thing. It's kind of just a guy that, you know, we go with the guys – that we've been going with all year, and just kind of a feel thing, and a little bit of seeing and trying to see what the other team's playing and how their approaches and their bats and what we think might work best and that type of thing. I got confidence in all of them, and they're all going to get a shot, I would guess, hopefully. So we just kind of got to keep them going and keep them sharp. So it's kind of just kind of a feel, a gut type thing.
You know, and at this point of the season, it seems like at least Pleasantville baseball has really started, it's really kind of started to ramp up with you guys getting some statewide media coverage and kind of a lot of eyes on your program, considering your record this year and what you've been able to do and the talent you have on your team. You know, do you guys kind of listen to the chatter about, hey, you know, is a state title run on the horizon this year? You know, could this be the team to win it all? Do you listen to that chatter, or is it kind of just playing the game you know how to play?
I mean, obviously you hear it and all that stuff, but yeah, we just kind of taking the mantra of this year is just to win today, you know, play today's game, practice today's practice. If we win today, then that other stuff will take care of itself, and that's kind of been our mantra all year. And the media stuff it's fun. The boys have fun with it. It doesn't really mean a whole lot other than we've had a successful year. It doesn't mean anything going forward, but we kind of just keep preaching that we're just trying to win today. So that's kind of what we're trying to do.
You know, this team, you guys have had so much success this year, you know, in your first year as head coach. It's probably hard to do, but is there an area you can pinpoint, you know, if we do this right, this fill in the blank right, we really do have a shot of a potential state title this year?
I just think we got to keep doing what we've been doing. We can't try and do things that isn't us. I mean, if we continue to pitch well like we have all year and play pretty good defense and they're able to tack runs on when we can, and then when we get a chance to add on, then we'll see where we're at. We'll see where we're at.
You know, and to just talk about, you know, briefly, you know, I don't talk about individual players a whole lot, but just to talk briefly about Braylon Bingham. You know, this is a kid that is on a watch for Mr. Baseball. You know, has offer on the table for a Division One football. You know, kind of has the whole world in front of him in terms of sports and success and what he can do. You know, what is it like as a coach to kind of foster a player of his skill level?
Oh, he's obviously very talented. He's a very driven kid. He pushes himself, and it helps that we have a lot of talent around him that kind of pushes him also. They kind of get going and they kind of feed off each other, which is great. But and he pushes the other kids, they push him. But yeah, he's just a good kid, hard worker, does the things right. So it's always makes it fun to coach a kid like that.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. You know, best of luck, of course, Saturday night against Grandview Christian, and then, you know, the further you go.
Sounds great. Thanks.